Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
Howdy, folks. My name is Brennan Settles. I currently work at WB Games New York, where I am the LiveOps producer. I ended up getting started in my path to gaming and esports back in college, where I got involved with my university's League of Legends club. I got involved there. I started as the event manager, worked my way up to president, and then I started getting more involved with like intercollegiate activities and organizing and all of that. That led to eventually leading intercollegiate leadership conferences, so training people how to be leaders for different esports clubs. And then that ultimately kind of evolved into going to conventions and doing paid work there and running events for large scale, you know, 30,000 person cons. After that work, it continued on for a little bit. Somebody had recognized my name and reached out, and they had an event manager role out in Houston, which isn't too terribly far from where I lived at the time. I worked there. I got a whole bunch of stuff done, did a whole bunch of process improvements on everything that we were doing. And it was Minecraft and League of Legends and movie theaters, believe it or not. So that was a really fun experience. Ultimately, I ended up getting hired full time for a job back in LA off of the work there, where I continue to dive into esports, tournament management, building small products, eventually going into some broadcast technologies, doing a whole bunch of cloud broadcasts, which was really neat. And then that continued on. And eventually I was reached out to, by a recruiter for WB Games for this live ops producer role. And you know, the rest is history.
And you've done some pretty big stuff with Warner Brothers, WB Games, but we're going to scale it back. I already got some questions emailed to me. Do you mind if we just jump right into that stuff?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. And guys, if you have questions for Brennan, go ahead and email them to me, or even quicker, put them out in the chat and I'll even let you ask him some things. But this question, they wanted to know, what was it like seeing esports grow through the years? Because, I mean, you've seen it like from its infancy to like stadiums and arenas.
I have. It's very exciting. So my original interest in esports really came out. I went to a League of Legends event, IPL4 in Vegas, and going to one of those events and being involved in all of the community and the excitement and the lights, the music, the players, like everything. It was such an entrancing experience. So seeing that was really kind of the kickoff of like, okay, this is kind of cool. I want to get involved with this a lot more. And then at that time, like local and grassroots events really weren't much of a thing. So from that point on, then I got involved in the club, like I mentioned a minute ago, but it was like, okay, how can I bring this to people in colleges? How can I bring this to people around the world? And that really like got me excited about it. So it's like, okay, let me start talking to a whole bunch of other folks, see what they're doing. How can we collaborate? How can we make really, really cool stuff? And that's ultimately what led to, you know, the intercollegiate tournaments and getting more folks involved and running large scale convention work. It's just, and it really was the cutting edge of esports and seeing that growth. So those years, it was really awesome to see something that really wasn't talked about too much, to seeing these $100,000 events being hosted for the top influence for things like Warzone or Fortnite or other things like that. So it was genuinely exciting to be on the forefront of that industry rising and growing and becoming the powerhouse that it has been in the recent years.
So was that what you had mentioned, Vegas? I'm in Vegas right now. I'm from Vegas the past 25 years. But so was that like HyperX Arena? Was that where they had that bet?
I don't recall the exact venue. It may have been, this was back in, I'll have to say like 2015.
Okay, the Luxor.
That may have been it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be the HyperX. Yeah, absolutely. Huge, huge venue for esports, man. But yeah, so you've seen them in arenas. You've seen them at LAN centers. So one of our kids wanted to know, can you tell us what goes into creating a game from its infancy all the way to production?
So very exciting question there. There is a lot. Whenever you look at creating a game, you have to think of everything that goes involved from the initial ideation of a concept What all of that looks like from graphics and, you know, building out the actual in-game logic. There's a lot of development that goes into the, you know, in client that a user or a player would end up actually interacting with. But that's just a very small portion of it. Whenever you look at it, you've got my team, which specifically works on backend services. So game services, you want to do some matchmaking, we have the ability to help make that easier for you. Logging in, account creation, all of that kind of stuff. So you're looking at thousands of people who are participating in it. And I would challenge you guys to go look at, you know, one of the newest games that have come out and just look at the credits, and so many different teams come in that support various aspects of it. Like localization is another one, making sure that, you know, language is correct and communicating to all of the different audiences in different countries or different continents entirely. There's, you know, marketing. Whenever the game launches, you know, how are people going to learn about it? How do people know that it exists? So marketing campaigns are huge aspects of it. So all of that planning comes together with a lot of sanity checking and making sure all of our ducks are in a row before we launch and to feel comfortable going into it. But ultimately, there's so much. You name it, you see a single thing going on your screen, probably 10 to 20 people who worked on making that one visual for you. So there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of planning, a lot of implementation, and a lot of design iterations. And it takes years to put some of these together.
That is, you know, and not many people understand it's how lucrative of an industry it is. They surpass the NHL for billions of dollars in revenue, and it's just mind-blowing. So we have a question from one of our students in Europe. This is Mev. Mev, you can unmute to ask Brennan your question when you get a second.
Hi, I wanted to know if your aspiring professional gamers today also learn from the old games of the 80s, 90s as the original of the gaming world.
Sure. So the question was, have there been learnings from past video game creation that applies to what we're seeing today? Is that a correct understanding? Cool. Yeah. So you always learn and iterate. And what I would say is gaming is definitely just an iteration on, you know, past products, like what went well, what didn't go well, what can we do to improve the player experience for customers? I think that's really is like there's building blocks. You know, you go back to the original Mario, you got a 2D side scroller, and then you've got things like Cuphead that are kind of coming up more recently too. So you see this initial baseline of what a game can be, and people build on it and build on it. If it works, if they keep going and they keep making it better. And it's all about iterating on previous findings and previous games and previous ideas.
Excellent answer. We have a question from Carlo. Carlo had a pretty specific esports question. Carlo, I'm not sure. Are you able to unmute to ask? There you go. Go ahead.
Sorry. I wanted to know, how could you enter the AAA game industry from a country that is not very advanced when it comes to this topic?
Sure. So I may not be the best person from like a hiring perspective on how that would work. Ultimately, I would suggest you work hard, you reach out to different folks that are across countries or states and talk to them and learn about their specific experiences and how you may be able to, you know, to leverage your experiences and your work and your talents and be able to apply that to their companies, right? There are companies that I know that that provide, you know, remote work across across the world. So they may be a good opportunity for you to get started. But definitely reach out, go wide, go to any AAA studio that you may be interested in, submit an application, just reach out and say, hey, I'm remote. I may not be in your country. However, I'm very interested in this are the talents that I can bring and see what they can do for you.
That's great advice, solid advice. And we had a few questions. Can we ask some questions regarding multiverses?
Sure, let's see what
they are. Okay, all right, let's see. Okay, so one of the kids wanted to know, these are very softball questions, so I'll just pick from these, but they wanted to know, what is your favorite character that you guys had in the production of multiverses?
Okay, so a lot of people will disagree with me in my choice here, but whenever we launched and pre-launch and going into weeks and weeks after launch, I was a very huge fan of Jake. Jake the dog is absolutely fantastic. His move kit is very trolly. So I loved playing it. It was always a really good time to join matches and just kind of bounce on people's heads over and over and over again until they got sick of it. So really, really big fan of Jake.
That was actually my son's favorite too. So so one of the kids, they wanted to know, do you guys have any plans to, are you guys just going to keep going? And if you can't answer this production wise, don't worry, but are you guys going to just keep going with multiverses, or do you guys plan on doing like a spin-off sequel, or just like pivot completely?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not the best person to be able to answer that question from where I'm at. Sorry.
All good. So can you by chance answer this question? If the kids are interested in working in gaming on the production end, what do you recommend that they study in school when they get to college?
Okay, that's a very good question. So for me, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I studied computer science. So I was into coding, development, you know, infrastructure, all of that kind of fun stuff. And I really don't think, probably project management, if you were to go for, you know, the general project product management route, that's going to teach you a lot of the skills. You know, standard business classes will also help. It's really about how do you take an idea, compartmentalize it, get it scheduled, and bring it from, you know, ideation to fruition. For me, a lot of my skills weren't actually through college, even though computer science helped me be a little bit more controlled and disciplined with the way that I worked and the way that I had studied. Most of my experience came from, you know, working in a club, doing community events, you know, getting out there and just doing stuff for myself and for other folks. So event management was really a big part of it too. Because really launching a game is just an event with a lot more steps, right? And the way that if you can understand that and you can break down the granularity to like, what are all of the steps to get there? Any degree will help you achieve that. So that would be my answer for that.
No, it's a great answer. And Brendan Settles, producer, live ops for WB Gaming. We can't thank you enough. Before we let you go, is there any advice that you could give to these kids as they go off into the world and figure out what they want to do, even if it's not working in gaming? What kind of advice would you have for them as someone who's a pretty big figure in your field?
Yeah. So I think that the biggest thing is find what you're talented in, right? So for me, it was like process automation, finding ways to make things more efficient, quicker, like where we can turn things around and really organizing and again, making things as efficient as possible. But finding those talents and applying it to something that you're passionate in, right? So for me, that was gaming, that was esports. So how can I take my skills, something that I'm very, you know, proud of, that I've proven out and I know I can be successful in, and apply it to a passion? And once you can get to a place, and my definition of success is, you know, if you're doing something that you love for something that you love, then you are never going to be working a day in your life. And that's what my motto has been. And that's what I've used to kind of get where I am today.
Man, that is some solid, solid advice. So before we let you go, before I end the meeting for all, I traditionally allow everyone to unmute so we can thank our guests for spending time with us today. And then I end it for all. And so can we all say thank you to Brendan for him taking time out of his day to talk to you guys?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.